The government of Kazakhstan is throwing hobbits into jail. The gnome-like characters from J.R.R. Tolkien's fantasy books are so popular in the Central Asian country that some people enjoy dressing up like them. Human rights activists say that Kazakhstan's government regularly arrests hippies, street musicians, and dissidents. Saule Muhammad Rahimova is with the Institute for War and Peace Reporting in London.
The people like followers of the Tolkien movement are considered by the Kazakh police as someone who belongs to the, as they call them, alternative groups, the groups who are leading a very unusual lifestyle. And that is one of the reasons why they don't like them, because they are strange, they are unusual.
Besides people who like to pretend they're hobbits, who else are the Kazakh police after?
There are other groups and people who belong to these, as they call them, informal communities, like street musicians or the people who go on the streets and do some drawings or sell their paintings. So anyone who will be considered doing something which the people in Kazakhstan were not used to during the Soviet period.
What is the response of these groups? Are they appealing to government authorities to call off the police? What are they doing?
What the groups are doing is virtually nothing, because these groups are not very powerful in terms of numbers, and they are not powerful in terms of, they don't have not that much support in the society. And I don't think that Kazakh authorities will listen to them, because Kazakh police is part of the Kazakh authorities.
So these police are definitely, they're carrying out the policies that the government wants.
It's not that the government says we have to persecute these hobbits or street musicians, but what the government puts down to the police is we need order. And anything which looks like a crowd of people on the streets doing something, it can be selling something or reenacting scenes from the book or whatever, everything will be considered as something against the public order.
When there are reports like this one somewhere in the news media, does the government in Kazakhstan hear this and say, boy, we look pretty ridiculous, maybe we should change our policies? Or, I mean, what happens?
Usual reaction will be, if someone, like, let's say a high ranking or just an official, will read something like that, they will say it is ridiculous, but they won't say it in order to try to punish the policemen who were to blame for that. They will try to go down the easiest way, which is to silence either the newspaper who is reporting on that, or the reporter who tried to publish the article regarding this problem.
Is there any prospect of the authorities perhaps loosening their control?
For now, I don't see the immediate improvement in situation of people who would like to lead alternative lifestyle. But what I see is that more and more the governments in Central Asia, including Kazakhstan, we will have to listen to the local human rights organizations, especially if they are backed by the international community.
The Central Asian Project Coordinator for the Institute for War and Peace Reporting, Saule Muhammad Rahimova, speaking with us from London.